It seems like there's a greeting card for everything these days.
Everyone's nervous going back to school.
Shuttlecraft 2 Enterprise. Spock here. Happy holidays.
We're friends.
Yeah.
This Valentine's Day, play it safe with the Hallmark Mix.
Hallmark has a selection of cards for people who just lost their jobs.
Yes, there are even cards for losing your job. But what about a card for being in hospice or at the end stages of life? That's the idea of a high-profile patient advocate who's turned her attention to Kansas City, because of Hallmark, of course. But as KCR's Alana Gordon reports, such a concept is not so easy to realize.
Regina Holiday is a patient activist in Washington, D.C. She mostly focuses on access to health data, and her work has caught the attention of national leaders like the health IT coordinator for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. But Holiday wasn't always involved in D.C. She has fond memories of living in Kansas about 15 years ago.
I once ran the Jayhawk bookstore in Lawrence, Kansas.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Her husband, Fred, was earning a Ph.D. in film studies at KU.
His dissertation was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He then taught film at American University in Washington. But in 2009, he fell ill quickly. When he was hospitalized, they learned he was at the end stages of kidney cancer.
And so we had this roller coaster of care for 2 months, and then it led to hospice.
Holiday says it was such a hard time, and not just because her husband was dying, but because of how isolated they felt, even from those who cared about them.
We noticed people stopped calling. There wasn't as much communication. It seemed like people didn't know what to say. And you'd occasionally get like a thinking of you or a blank card. Or sadly, we even got a couple sympathies. And that was the final month of his life.
Holiday's husband died that spring. But over time, she realized their experience underscored a much larger problem in society.
People don't talk about death very much. People don't want to say the word, the big D word, or talk about that what's going to happen next. And because of that, we actually often leave our dying friends and family alone. And a lot of people wait till it's far too late to have a call or a card or a visit.
That was really troubling to her. It still is. Holiday then thought about her Jayhawk bookstore days, and one of the items that took up a big portion of the store.
There was a whole bunch of cards. We had a huge footprint of cards.
She got to thinking, what if there were another section next to the birthday and graduation cards?
They also have headers that said hospice. I think that starts the conversation, and I thought it could be incredibly powerful.
So she turned to an obvious source.
Hey, what a card can say for Yeti.
And petitioned the largest greeting card company in the U.S., headquartered here in Kansas City.
I'm going to keep this forever.
Hey, what a Hallmark card can do.
I think at any given time, we probably have 20,000 different cards out there.
Linda Odell is a spokesperson for Hallmark.
There are lots of cards that are about offering care and concern and hoping for a good day and praying for you.
Odell says about 15 years ago, Hallmark came out with a line of cards for difficult situations. There have been several variations since then. Odell's familiar with Regina Holiday's recent efforts, and the company has issued a response. On the one hand, it made them realize how hard it was to find their cards that might be appropriate for hospice situations. In fact, if you typed in end of life into Hallmark's online search engine, cards from the Tree of Life line would come up.
So, cards that were appropriate for bat mitzvah.
Whoops.
We fixed those things.
But Odell says creating an overt hospice card line is more complicated. Odell admires Holiday's efforts and recognizes that each person's experience is different. But here's the thing. Hallmark has already thought about hospice cards.
Hallmark exists to help people make positive emotional connections with one another. As such, we obviously are always paying attention to what's going on in society and what people are saying to each other. But we are a reflection of that conversation. We're not pushing the conversation forward.
Odell says they're always listening, but they're listening to a lot of people.
This is a very sensitive topic, and we have to be equally alert to those who would feel like it was really inappropriate to have cards that overtly speak to hospice and end of life.
Have you heard that perspective as well?
Absolutely.
I think they were a little afraid of it from a business perspective, and I get that.
Myra Christopher is founding director of the Center for Practical Bioethics in Kansas City. She's deeply involved in national policy discussions around end-of-life care. And back in the 90s, Christopher met with members of Hallmark's creative team to discuss the very same thing that Holiday is now pushing for, designing end-of-life and hospice-themed cards.
Well, it's really fascinating. I mean, these are really smart people. And the team we met with mostly were really young people. And, you know, we sat around a big conference table and we just brainstormed. And
Christopher doesn't recall specifics of what happened next, except the concept just wasn't in line with Hallmark's plans at that point. To be clear, Christopher loves Hallmark and their cards. Her center has led trainings for Hallmark employees, and the company has donated to the center. Christopher's familiar with Holiday, too. She wasn't aware of her greeting card efforts until we spoke, but totally understands where Holiday's coming from.
There is a real, really urgent need for honest, candid discussion at every level in our society about these issues. I just had a conversation this week with a friend, a quite elderly friend, where I said to her, I hope that your death is not prolonged and that your passing is peaceful. And she said, I wish people would say that to me instead of saying, oh, we hope you get better.
So I asked Christopher what she and other researchers have found are ways to help with this, especially on a personal level. I also asked Regina Holiday what she thinks, what kinds of messages she would want to see in cards. And the answers I got from both of them, even though the conversations were different, had a lot of similarities.
One of the hardest things is the wish that you could take this. That you could take this from them. So, a card that will address that.
I want you to know how much I have loved
and just
valued you.
Come right out and say it.
What you've meant to me in my life, and that I'm going to miss you.
I'll miss you.
And that I'm grateful for you.
Those kind of statements.
We need to remember that this is such a precious time in someone's life, and there can be great joy, great meaning, great creativity.
You know, the kind of things that you want to hear that open up the bridges, that open up the conversation that's just missing right now.
Holiday says funny approach could be powerful too, if that person has a sense of humor. Christopher admits that in all her years doing this work, reaching out to someone can still be hard, even if there is a card. She says in the end, it's not about what's written or what's said, but about being there. Even a note that really doesn't say anything at all, she says, except thinking of you, with your name on it, would be a blessing and a gift. Reporting for Casey Currents, I'm Alana Gordon.